The 6 kids will boost enrollment in the Tenneke school next year to 13. That's 3 more than the 10-student minimum required for state funding. KCAW's Robert Woolsey spoke with Tenneke Springs Advisory School Board member Gordon Chu about the breakthrough for the Tenneke school.
This gambit to actually solicit new families and particularly families with kids to move to Tenneke, it worked for Tenneke, and I'm wondering, what's the particular formula do you think that made it successful in Tenneke and might not make it successful someplace else, like far western Alaska? Was it just a matter of getting the word out?
I think in terms of Tenneke Springs, it was merely a matter of getting the word out. You know, selling a town and a lifestyle is not something you usually go to Craigslist to find, but we couldn't figure out how else to get the word out, and desperate times required some desperate measures. But the fact that the news service, in particular the Juno Empire and Kate Golden's wonderful article about our effort, which was syndicated throughout the state, created a tremendous stir, and at least a dozen very serious responses of families that were actually considering and have actually considered moving to Tenneke Springs to be a part of our community. And so far, 2 of those 12 families have actually arranged housing and have jobs already and are bringing their total of 6 children to the town. But in regards to the other part of your question, Bush, Alaska, it's hard to say because maybe someone is looking for to move to the Aleutians. I don't really know. But our location certainly made it a reasonable move. We do have wonderful access to the town and seaplanes, small boats, ferry service biweekly. So we're very well connected with Juno right now. And this family from Juno, they're keeping their house and renting a room and keeping their car there for when they need to come in and do shopping. And it was a perfect match.
Were you ever concerned that the wrong sort of person might show up and somehow have an unintended sort of negative effect on the community?
You know, we're not in the position of selecting families. This is a lifestyle choice. Anybody in America can move anywhere they want if they choose to. But we thought if we could just get the word out there that we probably would just naturally attract somebody that was looking for the specifics of what this town has to offer and maybe want to be a part of a noble enterprise such as saving a school.
Tenneke School Board member Gordon Chu speaking with KCAW's Robert Woolsey. Chu says he was personally cautioned by the Commissioner of Education that the state would not look favorably on rural schools, which inflated their numbers by temporarily importing students. Chu says that tactic has been tried previously in Tenneke Springs. Now, however, the community is focusing on recruiting families interested in committing to the lifestyle in Tenneke. Tenneke's efforts to recruit families willing to make the town their permanent home is being applauded by the Alaska Municipal League. AML Director Kathy Wasserman says more communities are bound to follow suit.
Personally, I think it's a great thing. If that's what you have to do, go for it.
Wasserman says the AML spends a lot of its time working on behalf of small communities to make sure that they remain viable. She believes the loss of a school can be crippling.
It can be totally catastrophic. I mean, if you don't have kids in your community, you know, the community just starts to shrivel up, much like those of us older people who are the only ones left. So, you know, it's really important to keep the school. And the school continues in most small communities to be sort of the social center of the community as well. It's where a lot of the programs take place. It's just kind of a gathering place.
Wasserman says small towns are losing resources and economic advantage to large cities, and that when the economy rebounds, many small towns will just be trying to catch up.